It began small, with 18 protesters spacing themselves out across the University of Missouri's picturesque columns, people signs painted black profit. Argued people over profit.
People over profit! People over
and
profit.
We won't die for their people dollars. Before the sit-in was completed, over 30 protesters and many more observers joined the scene. Heather Belser is the head coordinator of the Sunrise Movement, an environmental action group that undersigned the demands of the coalition. Belser led the chanting throughout the sit-in.
And we're kind of just super in support of all the demands with the Thomas Jefferson statue and mass COVID testing and all that stuff is super important to us because, you know, everything's connected. Even though we're like an environmental organization, it affects everything.
Belser came to the protest with a sign in the shape of a tombstone and a megaphone in her backpack.
You're telling me you can have a football game tomorrow with 20,000 people, but it's our fault that's COVID spreading? That ain't right.
Sophia Davis was sitting in the quad when the protests began. When I asked her if she thought her university was doing well in terms of COVID-19 safety regulations, this was her response.
They're not doing great.
Davis is a student with the University of Missouri, and she thinks administrators should be enforcing more of their rules.
They have rules put in place, like you need to be wearing masks when you're with people, but like there's not really anyone patrolling that. And, you know, there's parties off campus that people know about, and you don't see them getting shut down as much as you think you would.
Lack of enforcement was a major talking point for the protest. Michael Vierling, a grad student at MU, was protesting, but not for himself.
I'm here today in order to stand for the protection of my students. I don't want to see any students contract coronavirus because of policies put forth by the university.
Vierling believes an all-online shift is the only way to ensure the safety of his students. Belser, the head of the protest, thinks that while in-person classes are possible, the administration has to be willing to take more responsibility.
How they're blaming the students, that they're leaving the student accountability to the students and trusting 20-year-olds to make public health decisions instead of people that are trained to do this.
University President Mun Choi has requested that students use their apartments or hometowns to quarantine and required that students provide a doctor's referral before getting tested for COVID-19. Vierling hopes that the protest will put some pressure on Choi.
I think it'll get his attention, but he has a track record of not really listening to dissent or outright attacking those who dissent against him. So we'll see what happens, but I'm not really scared of him.
The university has made no response to the protests throughout the weekend, but the Coalition for COVID Safety plans to protest until their demands are heard.
I have greater risk of complications from COVID-19 than your average layperson. The actions of this university endanger me more each and every day. That is not right.
That is not right.
Isabella Paxton, KBIA News, Columbia.